EU nations are the next targets for Russia if Ukraine defeated, Zelensky tells European leaders at summit. By Oliver J.J. Lane on October 5, 2023. Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky addressed some 50 European leaders at a major summit in Spain on Thursday, warning those present Russia is already sizing some of them up to invade, saying the West must keep supporting the war effort to stop that from happening. A meeting of the European political community, a forum of 44 states founded after Russia's invasion of Ukraine and involving every European state, as well as Turkey, Armenia, Azerbaijan, and Georgia, but except Belarus, Russia and the Vatican, saw leaders meet in Granada, Spain, on Thursday. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a surprise visit to the event and in remarks published after the round table, he stated his warning of the violence European cities could expect if their leaders didn't stand behind him to military defeat Russia now. Various European countries border the terrorist state. And in fact, Russian propagandists and officials talk about them as the next targets of their aggression. Targets. This is exactly the word they use, warned Zelensky, saying in Ukraine children now attend school in underground tunnels instead of surface classrooms. The Ukrainian president rhetorically asked whether there were enough underground railways in their cities to provide classrooms if Russia's threats become reality, warning Russia is getting ready for this. Russia would be strong enough to invade European states in 2028 if it is not comprehensively defeated now, Zelensky claimed, remarking an aggressor is most effectively neutralized by defeat in war. The Ukrainian leader said European states could thank Ukrainian soldiers for fighting so their own national armies didn't have to, but said there would be consequences if European states didn't support his war effort. Zelensky said, "None of you want to find out what it would be like if NATO had to defend one of you. We must win in Ukraine so that Putin cannot expand his aggression." Making reference to suspended war funding by the United States, Zelensky made oblique references to political storms, but said he was confident would Washington ultimately pull through. "I'm confident in America. They are strong people with strong institutions, and a strong democracy," he said. As well as addressing the Chamber of Dignitaries, Zelensky also had bilateral meetings with key leaders including France's Emmanuel Macron. Walking out of the meeting, Zelensky said there will be more good news for our warriors, suggesting further donations of military equipment had been discussed.